Oh, welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of The Daily Gold. We are recording this about half an hour before the Fed statement is going to be released and then the Powell press conference, but we're not going to focus on what the Fed says. We are going to focus on, at least first and foremost, some of the narrative around the gold sector and some of what the bulls are trying to tout as optimistic for future moves in gold. Now, we're not saying that there is not reason to be encouraged about long-term gold price, but some of the recent comments are this comment on smart money is buying gold that deals with central banks also buying gold. Jordan, you've done some research into this. When you see central banks buying gold, what does that usually tell you, or what happens to the gold price?
Well, Corey, there's not a whole lot of historical data with respect to emerging markets buying gold, and we are seeing that recently. But I just researched this for a few minutes, and I mentioned it in an article a month or so ago, maybe 2 months ago, and I'm just seeing some voices in the gold community, multiple factions, talking about, well, the smart money's buying because, you know, Russia's buying gold and China's buying gold and, you know, this other country is buying gold. And if you look at the history of central bank buying and selling of gold, the price of gold has actually performed better when central banks have been selling or just not buying. So, I mean, personally, I'm not sure if there's enough data for us to really know if it is a contrary indicator. But what I do know is, looking at the history going back almost 50 years, that the central bank buying of gold, it is not an indication that gold is about to make this huge run to the upside. Now, again, I could be wrong on that because there isn't a lot of data with respect to emerging market demand. I know that before we had to end the gold standard and let gold be freely traded, a lot of foreign nations like France, they were demanding gold instead of dollars. So, you know, that's an interesting counterpoint one could make. But, Corey, as far as gold's fundamentals, look, gold is really driven by falling real interest rates. In addition to that, gold goes in a bull market when it outperforms the S&P 500. If you just focus on those two fundamental things. And the third thing is, it's really investment demand is what matters. That's what moves gold on the margin. And so what happens essentially is, when real rates are declining or they're even negative, big Western money like hedge funds and family offices, they can't put their money in a bank and earn a real return. That's when they seek gold. And those are the parties that buy significant amounts of gold. And you see that showing up in the GLD. And if you look at the GLD and the amount of gold that's in the trust, a chart of that is it's not indicating strong demand for gold. So these narratives, as you say, I think gold investors need to be aware of these narratives and the fact that they're really not driving the market. If you latch on to that, it's not going to help you with your investing, in my opinion.
Yeah, watching the amount of gold in GLD and even the volume in GLD being traded is, I think, a key distinction, because that is big money actually looking at the sector. And right now we have continued to see volume be relatively slow, and the overall gold in the GLD also decline. So we're still just not in that environment where people are rushing into the precious metal. Let's also talk about the US dollar, though. The US dollar did have a breakout last week above that 98 level, but has pretty quickly reversed, is still 97 and change on the dollar index, but that breakout was very short-lived. Are you considering that a false breakout for the dollar?
Well, Corey, only time will tell, but I think a false breakout is looking very possible at this point. The price action has been bullish for a while, but the dollar hasn't really been able to accelerate to the upside. And so, obviously, we'll need more time to say if it's a false breakout or not. At this point, you know, if I had to say one way or another, I'd say I think it's going to be a false breakout. And I would lean on fundamentals a little bit, and just the fact that the U.S. market has been strong, emerging markets have been strong. China is thrown a ton of money into their system and their economy. That's starting to improve their economic numbers. I'm not an economist, so I don't really know, but just looking at the way that global equities have been performing and the way that some data has been getting stabilizing or improving a little bit, if that continues, if that sustains itself, that is going to be bearish for the dollar, because we're in a situation with the dollar right now where, if things are going bad and things are going to roll over and we're going to go into a global recession, that is going to be really bullish for the dollar. But if you get the opposite of that, that's going to be neutral or bearish for the dollar. And in addition to that, you have the White House coming out and saying, we need to cut rates by a full 1%. And, when you have that going on in the background, every week, that also aligns with the dollar going lower. So I would keep an eye on that. But, not to drag this answer on for much longer than it needs to be, Corey, but, the last time we had the dollar decline, it was not that great for precious metals. If you remember 2017, the stock market actually outperformed gold and gold stocks despite this huge decline in the dollar. And that was because real interest rates were actually rising and not falling, which normally happens when the dollar declines. Now, this time around, Corey, it depends, because if we do see the dollar declining and real interest rates are declining side by side, then that would be bullish for gold. But, right now we might need a little bit of time before real interest rates continue to decline here. So I guess the final point on this, Corey, is not to just automatically assume, okay, the dollar is going down now, we can all get into precious metals, gold's going to, have this massive breakout. It's not as easy as that. You have to be careful by just assuming that's going to immediately and automatically play out in gold's favor.
Well, one thing I think that we need to consider too is 2017, when we saw the breakdown in the dollar, we did not see a breakout in gold. And even now, as we saw the dollar moving higher, we weren't seeing a total breakdown in gold. So it's one of those that gold is still just relatively muted compared to all of these other markets. You care to comment on that?
Yeah, well, as we've been talking about, gold has been in a it's really been in a big range with gold going back to 2013, 2014. It hasn't been able to break out. It hasn't really been able to break down. And it's a good point you made about the dollar recently, how we've had this strength in the dollar. The dollar broke out to a new 52-week high. It was actually, I think, a new two-year high or so. Yet if you look at gold, even though it's come down a little bit, gold is much closer to a 52-week high than a 52-week low. So that's good relative strength there. It's just going to be very interesting to see what happens, Corey. There's several different scenarios. I did write an article about some of these with the dollar that you can find on my website. The technicals for gold right now are not, and gold stocks are not that great. We're the Fed is probably starting to talk now. Short term, we're fairly oversold, so we could get a bounce. And also, we should keep in mind that the net spec position in gold and silver, those are fairly low. Those are, I think, 13% and 9%. So I don't, me being skeptical of the linkage with gold and the dollar, that's not making me lean bearish on precious metals per se. It's just, there's several outcomes here. I don't see one that's necessarily like really bearish for gold, but at this point, I don't see one that's necessarily really bullish until either that we get a surprise rate cut out of the Fed, or, and this would take probably a couple economic quarters, we need to see inflation data really tick up while the Fed funds rate remains stable because they're not doing anything. In that scenario, you have real interest rates declining. That's also bullish for gold. But again, we're in a range-bound market here. And there's several scenarios with respect to the rest of the year, how macro could play out. And we really need to see take a wait and see approach. And with respect to junior mining companies that we all focus on, you can find value out there. Just remove the gold price from the equation. Look at companies that are trading at values. There's some out there and that have the potential to add a lot more value to their projects over the months ahead. Those are the companies that you want to be investing in right now.
So, Jordan, just a quick little recap there is how do you balance when you're seeing the charts that are pointing down? And quite frankly, you look at silver and the gold stocks that are maybe telling us that a little bit of a breakdown in gold is coming, but then balancing that out with sentiment data and COT data that is actually showing kind of an extreme on the sense that, you know what, too many of the net specs are short and that eventually reverses. How do you balance the charts with the kind of underlying background data?
Well, when you're looking at charts and the trend is down, but sentiment is starting to turn favorable, you really want to look for areas of really strong support on the charts. So that's going to help you figure out, you know, when could we see a reversal in the market and then the bearish sentiment starts to unwind. So, you know, simply put, that's really what I would, I try and focus on, you know, as you said, when sentiment and these other things are looking favorable, but the charts are not looking favorable and the trend is lower. You have to really look at the charts and look for areas of strong support where these downtrends can, you know, stop and reverse or at least pause for a while. So that's what I would focus on.
Okay. But overall, your last comment there too being focus on those stocks that don't need necessarily that rising metals price, that are still looking pretty good at current prices, and that when a little bit of money either rotates or comes into the sector will move higher. We don't usually talk about stocks, but are there any stocks that you would care to share with us that you're looking into?
Well, I don't want to give away names, but I will mention there are two that I discussed with you. These are two companies they've sold off quite a bit recently. They're actually quite similar in that both these companies are the new iterations of old companies, where the old companies were sold for in the hundreds of millions of dollars. And these two stocks, these companies basically have large and rather low grade resources, but they do have potential for heap leach mines. And looking at the market caps of these, or enterprise values, they were down around 30 million or so. And, you know, these charts have been not looking good. But, you know, in that scenario, when the chart doesn't look good, you have to look at the company, the people involved, and make sure that there's real value there before you go and buy. And in these two cases, I do see real value there, and I see, you know, if these companies can work and drill and continue to add value to these projects, you know, at some point they're probably going to trade quite a bit higher.
All right, Jordan, we're going to wrap it up there, but good chatting with you. Some interesting comments on how to balance out some of the charts and the data, plus also considering exactly what is going on with where buying is coming into gold and if central bank buying even really matters. But judging by the price recently, when gold has been getting bought by central banks, it hasn't really mattered, unfortunately. But hey, Jordan, good chatting with you. Everyone, click the link below. Go visit the Daily Gold and follow up with what Jordan is writing about on a technical and fundamental basis. Thanks for your time, Jordan.